ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
The NFL news never stops. It never sleeps. It never sits down. It stands. It jumps. It delivers all of the time. That is why we always love talking to the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio. He is at Pro Football Talk on X. He is the creator, editor-in-chief of the site, and he joins us on the Circus Sports Hotline. Download the Circus Sports app today, Circus Sports Illinois. Mike, thanks for joining us on the show today.
My pleasure as always. How's everybody doing today?
Well, we're not the ones who skipped our lunch, so.
It's not skipped, it's just delayed.
I think we're pretty good. I mean, the Bears have won a number of games in a row, and it feels like they could keep winning depending on what happens with Lamar Jackson this week. And I'm just trying to understand how the Bears are going to continue this and if this is really sustainable. And the whole time knowing they are getting better and still getting acclimated to a new head coach and new coaching staff, Mike.
I love the vibe that comes out of the locker room after the wins. It seems to be a group that is cohesive, that they're buying in. And I think that's critical to any new coaching staff. The sooner you have results, the sooner the players accept that everything that we've done differently than the last coaching staff, we've done it for a reason and it is working. You throw in the fact that different bits of motivation will pop up organically, whether it's Troy Aikman's comments and the reaction to that, or just the fact that the Bears are underdogs against a Ravens team that's 1-5. Those are all factors, and momentum is real. Confidence leads to more confidence, and the team is definitely trending in the right direction at 4-2, just a half game off of the best record in the NFC. There are five NFC teams, six maybe, that are 5-2. Three of them are in the NFC West, frankly, but the Bears are in position to just stack wins, focus on one game at a time. All the cliches that we've heard over the years, and they become cliches because they're true and it works. It's just hard to capture it. The Bears for now have.
Mike, I also want to ask you about the tone with which you're talking about the Bears. It's one thing when teams win and you're skeptical, or you know it's the schedule. Like we talked about how they have the same record at 4-2 that they had last season. We know what happened then after that. It was 10 straight losses. This year feels different, but I also feel like we're talking about a team that, because of hiring like Ben Johnson and the performances that we've seen, there's more respect among the NFL types when they discuss this team. To have a team go from dysfunctional to functional might actually be a pretty big sea change when you consider what's happening right now.
Especially when we look at the first couple of weeks where, as you know, week one, the ill-fated decision on the late kickoff that burned through the two-minute warning and made it harder for the Bears to have a chance to tie the game and force overtime against the Vikings after the Bears had had controlled the game for three quarters. Some of the things that Ben Johnson said during press conferences, I think he's in the process of learning the fundamental differences between being the mad scientist who's coming up with great plays away from the public eye and being the main conduit for the organization and what it means to say the right things at the right times and avoid saying the wrong things. It can open himself up for criticism. He's learning on the fly. And the bottom line is they're winning games. And at 4-2, it's always better to have started 0-2 and won 4 in a row than started, 4-0 and lost 2 in a row. So it just builds and it builds. And every week it's another test and every week it's another fight. But when you win close games, when you win games that maybe you should have lost, that just creates a little boost. But it's temporary. Any team is 1 week away from stepping on a rake and 2 weeks away from finding themselves in a losing streak. So it's late October-ish, and we've still got a long way to go, but it's a great spot for the Bears to be. And the question is, where do they go from here? But I think the perception is changing, the narrative is changing. When I got the release today from Amazon that the Black Friday game between the Bears and the Eagles will be streamed globally without a Prime subscription, like, I hadn't thought about the Black Friday game in a while. At one point, I saw it, and I thought, Bears-Eagles Black Friday. Now it's like, oh, hey, whoa, man, ho, hang on. Bears-Eagles Black Friday. Carve out your 3 hours in the afternoon and watch that game because it's got the potential to be a good one, and that's part of this vibe that the Bears bring to the table now.
Mike, that's news. The fact that it's going to be streamed without a subscription, that's a big deal for a lot of people. We have a lot of listeners who need to know that information.
Globally, with some exceptions, which makes it not really globally, but Canada and some other countries, but they've announced it as globally streaming on Prime without a subscription. And that's a win-win. It pumps up the audience numbers for the NFL as the league is preparing to go back to the table with the networks for the next round of broadcast deals. So the bigger audiences you have, the more lucrative that becomes for the league. But for Amazon, it makes a ton of sense. You want as many people as possible tuned in to your programming, getting targeted ads based upon buying habits and whatever they're picking up from what we say in the presence of our phones. And it's a win for them because it's people clicking on links that pop up during the TV commercials and buying stuff. And it's just a victory all around for everyone. And yeah, especially for the people who aren't in Chicago, aren't in Philadelphia, don't have access to the free over-the-air broadcast. Now they'll have access to the free Amazon broadcast without having to pay the money for Amazon Prime.
And I still believe that they stream over Twitch as well. So for everybody who needs to know, there you go.
Yeah, you can get that Prime game because I had it when I had no access to my Prime account last year, I think, at one point. I was like, oh, I could still watch the game. We're joined by Mike Florio, as we are each and every week here on Raheem Harrison Grody. Mike Florio, the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. And we got this report from Dan Graziano, who says in his reporting, I don't believe it's a sure thing that Lamar Jackson returns from his hamstring injury to play against the Bears on Sunday. I've had a couple of conversations with people familiar with this situation that led me to believe Jackson might miss another game while recovering from the injury and return in week 9 against the Dolphins. This seems like great news for the Bears, maybe a fortune. I mean, we're going to have to wait a couple of days to see if this actually happens, but how big do you think this will be for the Bears if Lamar Jackson does not play?
Oh, it's a tremendous lift for the Bears. It's a dramatically different team from Lamar Jackson down to Cooper Rush or Pro Bowler Tyler Huntley. And Huntley's still not the starter with Jackson out. It's Cooper Rush, which just kind of tells you where the team is without Jackson. There's an issue that really hasn't been the focal point of the conversation surrounding the Ravens and Jackson yet. I've talked about it in radio interviews earlier today with Paul Allen on KFAN. We discussed it. I think I've mentioned it on PFT Live. I haven't written it yet, but maybe I need to. I don't think he's going to play this week. I think that we are in an awkward spot in the broader Ravens-Lamar Jackson relationship where he wants a contract that will put him in the same category as the highest paid players at the position, which he deserves to be. But we saw this play out when he was in the latter years of his initial contract. He doesn't have an agent. It creates some difficult communications. He wants what he wants. The team has budgeted what it has budgeted, and there's no liaison to try to work this out. And what did we see in both 2021 and 2022? We saw an injury late in the season that he didn't come back from. And, you know, if you're not happy with your contract situation, if you don't think you've got the compensation promised to you that you deserve, and you're less than 100%, why are you going to play? Why are you going to go that extra mile? Why are you going to put yourself at risk of re-injury or maybe an even worse injury if your hamstring hasn't completely healed? And you get a lot of criticism for that, but I never criticize a player who isn't 100% and who doesn't have the financial security that comes with the contract that he believes he has deserved. And we picked up some details this summer when Pablo Torre discovered the hidden collusion grievance ruling that both sides, the union and the league, had kept buried for 5 months. There was some stuff that came out regarding these communications, supposedly a broken microphone on his phone that made talks with GM Eric DaCosta more difficult. I don't think he was happy that stuff came out. He's very secretive. He at one point wanted his full contract to never be disclosed to anyone, and it had to be explained to him that's not how it works. Your contract goes on file. People have access to it. The union puts out the salary that every player makes every year. You can't hide that stuff, but that's his approach, and I think he doesn't like it when things come out, and that may have created a little bit of a wedge here. So they're in an awkward spot right now. That hasn't really been a focal point. I think I need to make it one because I do think that there's something there. The problem is nobody's really going to wear that on their sleeve, but we have the past to inform us, and I think we have circumstances we can look at and say something may be off a little bit here, and it won't surprise me if he's not back until he's fully and completely 100%.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Our segment with Mike Florio is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Affordable implants, life-changing smiles. They are the surprisingly dysfunctional team right now in the NFL, Mike. I feel like I've used that word 7 times since bringing up this segment, but unfortunately, that is the case. The start that the Ravens have gotten off to is surprising at the least, and I think shocking is a word that we could use. If you told me at the beginning of this offseason that they'd have this record, I would have been surprised. How do you categorize what's going on with them right now?
Well, it's a rash of injuries they haven't been able to overcome. It's games that they could have won that went the other way. They had the Bills beaten week 1. They I think, were surprised at how much more difficult it was when the Lions came back to Baltimore 2 years after the Ravens won 38-6. They found themselves in a game, and that was the first time that I sensed that there's something that's frustrating and bothering Lamar Jackson. We could see it in his body language and facial expressions throughout the night. So it just makes you wonder what's going on behind the curtain there. But the injuries have reached a critical mass. Not having Lamar Jackson makes it more difficult. They were embarrassed at home by the Texans. They lost at home by 2 touchdowns to the Rams in a game that looked like maybe it could have gone either way early. They just need to get a win. They need to get a win. It's not unprecedented for a 1-5 team to turn it around and make it to the playoffs. And now that we've got 17 games and 7 playoff spots per conference, it is easier than it used to be. Teams have done it with only 16 games. Teams have done it with only 6 playoff spots up for grabs. So they could do it. They just need to get a win. They need to get a win because with 5, you're not far away from that one that is going to be the last one you can't come back from.
Tell me, Mike, is this talk about Jerry Jones going out and getting help on defense? This can't be real, right? He can't really be out here looking for someone to help him get pressure on quarterbacks after trading away Micah Parsons.
Well, Jerry Jones loves the fact that you asked that question because he loves the fact that the Cowboys are talked about, and I think that's one of his massive priorities. Look at how he's maintained the popularity of a team that just hasn't been good enough over the past 30 years. How often have they been one of the best teams in the NFL? Not many years. In three decades. And one of my favorite facts is the first 30 Super Bowls, we saw the Cowboys play in the game to get to the Super Bowl 16 times. In the last 30, if it doesn't happen this year, zero times do they play in the game that determines who goes to the Super Bowl, and that continues. But they're popular, and they're intriguing. And I don't put anything past them. Once you trade Micah Parsons, it shows you're capable of doing anything. And, you know, the report that came out yesterday of an inquiry made to the Raiders about Max Crosby, and that prompted the Raiders to reportedly tell Crosby, we're not shopping you, we're not trading you. Hey, Max Crosby's contract, the next 3 years, 26, 27, 28, it's like $28 million a year.
Yeah.
Parsons, 47. It would make sense. And yeah, it would be viewed through the lens of why do you trade away one guy and bring in a guy who's older and maybe not as good as Parsons. Well, he's still pretty good, and he's a lot cheaper. And, you know, Jerry's got a way to explain anything and everything. He found a way to explain giving the middle finger to fans when he was at the Jets game in New York. Oh, I accidentally showed my middle finger when I meant to give a thumbs up. He's always got an answer. And whatever they do, he'll have an explanation, and it'll be repeated and discussed, and it keeps the Cowboys deep in the conversation. But don't look now. They're competitive. They're a much better team than the team that got blown out by the Bears to spark Chicago's turnaround. And their offense is very, very good. And more often than not, it's good enough to overcome the flaws on the defensive side of the ball.
Raheem Harrison Grody talking to Mike Florio, creator, editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. And Mike, I didn't think that I would see the Saints, or rather Russell Wilson and Sean Payton, Giants and Broncos, beefing like that after the... After what was a great game.
Ridiculous game.
But here we are, Russ tweeting about bounties, and man, that was a swipe.
Well, I was surprised. Look, Russell Wilson has had this very deliberate, manicured, engineered public persona. He has always behaved and always spoken the way he thinks an NFL quarterback should. And I think there was a deep dive done about him in Sports Illustrated years ago. He used to do press conferences when he was a kid. And like he was prepared for this moment of being in the spotlight and always saying the right thing. And it's frustrating because I prefer authenticity. And I feel like we've never gotten that from Russell Wilson. This was his first truly authentic moment. And I liked it. I liked it. Now, I think that he was being a little overly sensitive, but I'll take anything. I'll take anything to know there's a pulse, that he isn't AI, right? We're always looking for AI these days. Maybe he's been an AI quarterback lurking in plain sight for 13 years. I like the fact that we saw a little humanity. I like the fact that he called Sean Payton classless. Look, Sean, he took a gratuitous dig there. It wasn't blatant, and it wasn't wrong. Look at how the Giants fans reacted when Jackson Dart was out with his concussion evaluation. I mean, hell, Brian Daboll's got the team under investigation because he went to see when Dart's going to come back, because I got a fourth down coming up, and if he's coming back, I'm going to call a timeout, so we'll go for it, which implies there's no way in hell I'm going to go for it with the other guy. So it wasn't an inaccurate observation. It was a swipe, and it could just be that was the thing that broke the camel's back when Russell Wilson has kind of faced this subtle dissing by everyone since he was benched. And he snapped a little bit. And I like it. I like knowing that there is a real person in there somewhere.
Well, I know Woody Johnson is a real person because as a Jets owner, he's out here saying whatever he wants about his quarterback, Justin Fields. I guess it's a two-part question in that I'm curious as to your thoughts on Justin Fields and Woody Johnson, what he said. But also, is Aaron Glenn's job in jeopardy?
Well, I don't think so, because this was all said by Johnson from the perspective of his belief and faith in Aaron Glenn. And you know, I've been racking my brain to think of another time where an owner has been so blatantly critical of a player in a public setting. Not even Jerry Jones has gone that far. He's made some vague stray comments, but it's never been that specific as Johnson was. And I think it's a bad look. He's the owner of the team. The owner of any business, calling out employees publicly is not an ideal outcome. And it demonstrates, to use the word dysfunction again, I'm a firm believer that the dysfunctional teams in the NFL, the dysfunction flows from the top. And if the owner thinks it is perfectly legitimate to call out one of your most important employees, then that explains maybe why the Jets have been the Jets for as long as they've been. It also opens the door to a question that I think people are going to try to get the answer to. Who is it that wanted Justin Fields? Mm-hmm. Who is it that decided to give him $30 million guaranteed on a two-year, $40 million deal when other cheaper options at quarterback, more effective options were available, including Tyrod Taylor, who was under contract? Let's just go with Tyrod Taylor. Why are we going to throw all this money at a guy where it's between us and the Steelers? I don't think the Steelers were anywhere close to $30 million in full guarantees. Who are you competing with? Why did you do this? Darren Mooji, the GM, I think will be the focal point because he carries the title that implies he's the one that gave him the contract. I'd love to know how deep that rabbit hole goes, whose fingerprints were on the move. Were Aaron Glenn's? Were there other people involved? I think there's a story there to be told, and it'll be interesting to see how much digging the New York media does to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, if there's one thing I know, it's that the New York media probably will do all that digging. Mike Florio, thanks so much for taking the time.
Enjoy your lunch, Mike.
Have a great week. Thank you.
That's Mike Florio, creator, editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk, bringing us news. Want to remind you that when we have breaking news on the score, it is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. Coming up next, more Bears talk. In a game where, unfortunately, the quarterback didn't have his best, we're also start to assess the performance and the production of the wide receivers and how many targets they have, how many yards they have. So let's take a look at specifically Rome Odunze as well and the production there. How do you assess his season so far? Progress check next on Raheemi Harrison Grody on The Score.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.